We're going to talk about a subject no one wants to talk about.
我们要讲一个大家都不愿意谈论的题目。
The wrath or anger of God.
就是神的愤怒。
Now I'm going to read some things.
我要读一些。
Okay. Now, when the holiness, justice, and love of God.
当神的圣洁、神的公义和慈爱。
When these attributes come in confrontation with the sinfulness of man,
当这些神的本性和人的罪孽碰头的时候，
the result is going to be divine anger.
结果就是神的愤怒。
Now there are a few words in Hebrew that are important.
在希伯来文有几个字很重要的。
One of the words is ketzet.
其中一个字是这个字。
It means anger,
意思是
or indignation,
愤怒或者是
another is hema,
恼怒另外一个字
and it talks about kind of like heat or fury or
讲到
rage,
就是叫做激愤啊，热切的愤怒。
In the United States, we say this.
在美国我们这么说
I am boiling mad, like there's boiling water inside me.
我里头像沸腾的水一样啊，这种愤怒像沸腾的水一样。
Another word is af.
另外还有一个字，这个字。
And it means nose or nostril.
意思是鼻子或者鼻孔。
Now you say, why would that mean that in Hebrew?
这个为什么希伯来文是这个意思呢？
What happens when a horse gets very mad or a bull gets mad?
当一只公牛或者一只马生气的时候会怎么样？
Its nostrils flare.
它的鼻孔就会冒气儿。
Like when my wife gets mad at me.
像我太太向我生气。发怒。
It's a sign of anger.
那是一个生气的一个表现。
That word is used with regard to the anger of God.
这个字呢，用在神的愤怒上。
Now in the New Testament, there are two words.
在新约呢，有两个字。
One is orge.
一个是这个字。
And it means anger.
意思就是气愤。
The other one is thumos.
另外是这个字。
And it kind of indicates, like heat. And being boiling mad or rage.
也是在讲里面的愤怒像沸腾的火热像火烧一样。
Now, the wrath of God refers to his holy displeasure.
神的愤怒讲到他义怒啊他的圣洁的不喜悦。
And his anger that is directed toward the sinner and his sin.
因着罪人和他所犯的罪，神就发怒。
Now some people will say this.
有些人会说
，God loves the sinner and hates the sin.
神爱罪人，但是却恨他所犯的罪。
Now there's some truth in that statement.
当然，这样说法有一些对的地方，有些真理。
But it's very misleading.
但是会叫人误会。
God doesn't pour out his wrath on sin.
神不是把他的愤怒浇奠在罪上面。
He pours out his wrath on the sinner.
他乃是把他的愤怒浇在罪人身上。
Here we have a sinner.
好，这里有个罪人。
Who has rebelled against God.
他反叛悖逆神。
He is a follower of the devil whether he knows it or not.
不管他知道还不知道他在随从魔鬼撒旦。
The Bible says God's anger is against this sinner.
神说他的愤怒在这罪人身上。
But at the same time, his love is working to save the sinner.
同时，神的爱也正在他心中动工，要拯救他。
But that anger is real.
但这个愤怒是真实的。
Some of the greatest preachers who've ever lived.
世上最伟大的历史上的传道人。
They were not afraid to talk about this.
他们不怕讲神的愤怒。
They would tell sinners about the great love of God.
他们会告诉罪人神的大爱。
But they would also warn them.
他们同时也会警戒罪人。
If you continue in your sin,
如果你执迷不悟继续犯罪，
there's nothing left but judgment.
给你所存留的只有神的愤怒和审判。
They would say, even now you are under the wrath of God.
甚至现在你在神的愤怒之下。
Repent and be saved.
悔改，得救吧。
That type of preaching is lost today.
今天这样的讲道我们听不见了。
But we need to be faithful to the scriptures.
但是我们需要向神的话语忠贞。
Now,
好，现在。
I want to say this.
我要说。
God's wrath or anger
神的愤怒
is not like the anger of a sinful man.
不像罪人的愤怒啊。
It's not uncontrollable.
不是像人一样气起来就不能自控了。
It's not irrational.
也不是没道理乱发脾气。
It's the result of his holiness.
乃是因着神的圣洁所发的义怒。
It is a result of his righteousness.
是因着他的公义所发的怒气。
It is even the result of his love.
甚至因着他的爱所发的脾气。
It's a necessary part of his government.
这是神的国度里头必须要有的。
God is the ruler of the universe.
神是这全世界的主宰啊。
If he was apathetic towards sin,
如果他对罪睁只眼闭只眼不在乎的话，
he would not be a good ruler.
他就不是一个好的王了。
Now let me say it this way.
让我这么说吧。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
Because of that, he is repulsed by evil.
因此他对罪恶反感。
And he breaks fellowship with the wicked.
所以他与那些罪人隔绝。
God is love.
因为神是慈爱的。
And he zealously loves all that is good.
他非常的热爱美善的事情。
But he also hates all that's evil.
他也恨一切邪恶的事情。
God is righteous.
神是公义的。
He must judge the wicked.
所以他必须审判邪恶的。
If he does not,
如果他不审判邪恶的，
he is not a righteous God.
他就不是一个公义的神。
Now,
好。
Let's think about anger for a moment.
我们再想一想，愤怒的问题啊。
Some people say, well, God is love, therefore he can't hate, he can't be angry.
有人说神是爱，所以他不能够生气，他不能够恨。
I'll tell you this.
让我告诉你啊。
God is angry.
神是正在发怒。
He does hate.
他也恨恶。
Because he is love.
正因为他是爱。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
If you love Jewish people,
如果你爱犹太人，
you cannot be neutral about Nazi Germany.
那么你对纳粹党，德国的纳粹党，你就不能够不在乎了，就无所谓了。
If I ask you, what do you think about Nazi Germany?
如果问你，你认为德国的纳粹党你怎么看的？
And you say, oh, it doesn't bother me.
你说、哦、无所谓，那对我没有意见。
And I say, no, what do you think about 6 million Jews that were killed?
那你怎么看待那些600万被杀掉的犹太人呢？
And you say, oh, I don't think it's that big a deal.
你说那也没什么大事嘛。
I think everybody should just forget it.
我说每个人应该忘掉，过去了，历史包袱。
If you really love Jewish people,
如果你真正的爱犹太人，
you must hate the Holocaust.
你就必须会恨恶这个大屠杀，犹太人大屠杀。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
If you truly love some things,
如果你真正爱一个事，
you must hate other things.
你就会恨恶另外一些事。
Let me give you another example.
再给你一个例子。
Maybe you read the newspaper.
也许你读报纸啊。
And you read where, a little boy was kidnapped.
你读到有一个小孩被绑架。
And a man held him prisoner for 10 years.
有一个人把他绑架了10年。
And tortured him.
然后残酷地虐待他。
When you read that,
当你读到这样的事儿，
do you feel calm?
你觉得很平静吗？
No, isn't there some burning anger in your heart?
你心里头难道没有燃烧着的愤怒吗？
This should not be.
这不该如此啊，岂有此理。
This must stop.
必须停止这样的事儿。
That's called righteous indignation.
这个叫做义怒。
Well, that's not wrong.
没有错。
So is it wrong for God to be angry?
所以，那么神发怒不对吗？
Think about this.
想一想啊。
In the United States alone,
单单在美国，
4,000 children are aborted every day.
每天有4,000个婴孩都被堕胎掉，堕掉。
God created those children.
神造了这些孩子们啊。
And they were killed before they even came out of the womb.
他们还没有从母腹出生就夭折了，被杀掉了。
Is he just supposed to sit there in heaven and be at peace with everybody?
难道神就坐在天上就，我就，就是漫不经心，无所谓，平安平安。
Every day there are terrible crimes that are committed.
每天都有多少的可怕的罪，罪恶都在进行啊。
And God says, I'm not angry.
神说我不生气。
I'm just love.
我是爱。
You see how silly that is?
你看这是何等的愚昧啊。
God is a just God.
神是一位公义的神。
So he is angry.
所以他正在发义怒。
And we must warn men.
我们也必须警戒人。
Now let's look in Romans 1:18.
好，我们看罗马书第一章十八节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 18.
一章十八节。
We'll ask ourselves, why does the wrath of God fall upon men?
我们看为什么神的愤怒会临到人的身上。
It says here very clearly, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness.
这里很清楚说，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的身，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
We should never think that man is a victim.
你不要以为人是受害者，无辜的。
Who is misguided?
哦，他被人骗了。
Because he can't find God.
因为他找不到神嘛。
He really wants to find God.
他愿意找神。
And if he really could find God, he wouldn't be this way.
如果他能够真正找到神，他就不会是今天这样的光景了。
That's not true.
不是如此。
The Bible says that God has revealed himself to all men.
圣经告诉我，神已经把自己向众人显明了。
He's written his law in their hearts.
神把他律法写在人的心板上。
He's given them a conscience.
神给了人一个良心，良知。
They do not want to know God.
但是人不愿意认识神。
Because God contradicts their evil.
因为神阻挡他们的邪恶。
Not only do they not want the truth.
他们不仅仅不要真理。
They hold it down.
他们更压抑真理。
They suppress it.
他们压抑阻挡真理。
In their own lives and in the lives of others.
不仅是自己生命中，别人生命中，他们都压抑真理。
There have been many times when preachers have gone into villages in China.
很多次啊，传道人到中国的这些乡镇里头去。
And the people, some of the people will reject their message.
很多的老百姓都会不听，拒绝福音。
But the people are not content just to reject the message.
这些老百姓不仅仅是不要福音的信息。
They want to stop the message so others can't hear it.
他们也不让别人听福音的信息。
It's not just that they reject it.
不仅他们自己阻挡真理。
They try to stop it so no one else will hear it.
他们也不让这个信息传到别人的耳中。
And that's why the wrath of God is revealed against men.
所以神的愤怒就从天上显明在一切不义的人身上。
Now, I want us to go to the book of Nahum.
好，我们来看看 Nahum 啊，那叫那是叫什么书啊？那红书，对对对。Zechariah after Zechariah.
After Micah.
Micah.
Nahum.
Okay.
Obadiah, Micah. Mm-hmm.
Right before. Oh, Nahum. Okay.
Okay.
Nahum. Okay.
Look in chapter 1.
第一章Nahum 书
Now, this is the Bible's description of God.
这是圣经里头怎么样形容上帝的。
A jealous and avenging God is the Lord. The Lord is avenging and wrathful. The Lord takes vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserves wrath for his enemies.
Verse 2.
Yeah, chapter 1, verse 2.
Okay, 耶和华是祭邪施暴的神。耶和华施暴，大有愤怒，向他的敌人施暴，向他仇敌怀怒。
This is...Amazing statement.
这些话是很叫人惊讶的。
Do you realize that most evangelicals today don't believe this?
你知道今天大多数的所谓福音派基督徒不相信这些话。
And they never preach it.
他们从来不教导这些。
Now, should we preach the love of God?
我们应不应该教导神的爱呢？
Yes.
当然。
We should preach the love of God more than we do.
我们应该讲神的爱超过我们现在所讲的。
But we have to preach this too.
但是同时我们也要讲神的愤怒。
Both things.
两者兼顾。
All the scriptures.
所有的圣经。
Not just the part that men want to hear.
不仅是人要听的那一部分好听的。
It says he is avenging and wrathful in verse 2.
第二节他说他是祭邪施暴的。
It says he actually takes vengeance against people.
这里说他要报复人的罪啊。
And he's gathering up wrath for his enemies.
他正在为他的仇敌积蓄愤怒。
It's like he's storing it up.
就像他在储蓄一样。
This is important to understand.
很重要，我们需要明白啊。
Now, I want you to look in Romans, chapter 3.
我们再看罗马书第三章。
Before we go there, look in chapter 2, Romans 2.
我们先看第二章啊，先看第二章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Look what it says. It says,
听他怎么说的。
But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourselves in the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
你已经认着你刚硬不悔改的心，为自己积蓄愤怒，以致神震怒，显得公义审判的日子来到，他必遭个人行为报应个人。
In Nahum, it said that God was storing up wrath for his enemies.
在纳鸿书讲到，神为他的仇敌在积蓄愤怒。
And here we see basically the same thing in the New Testament.
在新约，我们看到基本上同样的道理。
That men who are constantly rejecting God,
这些不断弃绝神的人。
It's like they are piling up stores of wrath.
就像他们在堆积积蓄神的愤怒。
That will be revealed to them on the day when Christ returns.
当基督再来大审判的日子，就要向他们彰显交奠出来。
Now look in verse 5 of chapter 3.
再看第三章的第五节。
It says,But if our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God, what shall we say? The God who inflicts wrath is not righteous, is he?
我且照着人话常话说啊，我们的不义若显出神的义来，我们可以怎么说呢？神降怒是他不义吗？
In the New Testament,
在新约里，
God is described as the God who inflicts wrath.
形容神是一位降怒的神。新约
So see, many people will say, oh, that's just Old Testament teaching.
很多人会说，哎呀，那是旧约的教导啊。
No, it's Bible teaching.
这是圣经的教导。
Go to Hebrews 12:29.
到希伯来书再看看十二章二十九节。
For our God is a consuming fire.
因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Now,It's very important that we realize something.
我们需要注意一些事啊，很重要。
We need to preach the love of God.
是我们需要传讲神的慈爱。
We need to offer salvation to every man.
我们需要让众人都知道神的救恩。
We need to seek ways to demonstrate and illustrate the love of God.
我们要想尽办法把神的爱说明，而且彰显神的慈爱。
And we need to be filled with the love of God.
我们自己也需要被神的爱充满。
But my dear friend, listen to me.
亲爱的朋友，你听我说啊。
We cannot deny all the other things the Bible says.
我们也不能够否认圣经说的其他有关神的事。
We must preach everything.
我们必须传讲全备的道理。
What seems like good news and what seems like bad news?
似乎是好消息或者似乎是坏消息都要讲。
Do you remember what Paul said?
你记得保罗说什么？
He was like a fragrance of life to some.
他就像对一些人是生命的香气。
But he was like a fragrance of death to others.
对那些另外一些人是死亡的臭气，就是气息。
I was in Turkey a few weeks ago.
几个礼拜前我在土耳其。
And I was there with a very good theologian.
我跟一个很好的神学家在一块儿。
And he's from Turkey.
他也是土耳其人。
And he said, Brother Paul.
他说，保罗弟兄啊。
Man of God.
属神的人啊。
You have come.
你来了。
to bring judgment upon our country.
你来把神的审判带到土耳其来了。
And I said, brother, what do you mean?
我说弟兄啊，你什么意思？
He says,
他说,
to some you are a fragrance of life.
对某一些人你是生命的香气。
And to some you will be a fragrance of death.
对另一些人你却是死亡的臭气。
Some will hear you, believe and be saved.
有些人会听你讲的道然后相信然后得救。
Others will hear your message.
有些人听了。
They will refuse to believe.
他们会拒绝相信。
And they will be damned.
他们就会受到。审判,
I had never had that put to me that way.
没有人这样子跟我讲过。
But it's true, isn't it?
但事实就是如此嘛。
It's true about every one of us.
我们所有的人都是如此。
We are either life or death.
我们对别人要不就是生命，要不就是死亡。
It's amazing.
这叫人惊讶。
That's why Paul said, "Who is sufficient?"
所以保罗说，谁能担当得起呢？这样的职分。
But you see, most modern day Christians don't look at it that way, do they?
但是大多数现代基督徒不是这样看事情的，对不对？
They just don't look at things biblically.
他们不按着圣经的眼光来看事情。
Now, I want to just give you some terms that describe the wrath of God.
我要给你一些形容神的愤怒的词啊。
We're not going to look them up. I'll just give you the Bible verse.
我给你一些经文，我们不会一个一个翻过去看的。
In Exodus 15:7,
在出埃及记6:7,
chapter 15, verse 7.
十五章第七节，十五章第七节，出埃及记。
His wrath is called burning anger.
他的愤怒被称之为是燃烧的火焰的怒气。
In Deuteronomy 9:19,
在生命记九章十九节
，it is called hot displeasure.
称之为火热的不喜悦，你可以翻过去看啊，没看等会翻。
In Psalms 7:11，
在诗篇七章十九，诗篇十九节，
It's called 七节 ，indignation，
称之为愤怒。七章是十一节。
In Psalms 90:11，
九 nineteen 哦
ninety
哦九十篇十一节
，It's called fury，
称之为烈怒。
And finally, in Jeremiah,
在耶利米书
chapter 30,
三十章
verse 24,
二十四节
it's called fierce anger,
称之为烈，强烈的愤怒。你可以翻过去看。
In the way that we say a lion fiercely tore apart the animal,
就像一只狮子把野兽用猛力撕开一样，这样子的愤怒。
Now I'm going to give you some metaphors.
我再给你一些。这些说明的比喻啊，图片。
In Deuteronomy 32:22,
在申命记三十二章二十二节
，God's wrath is a fire that consumes.
神的愤怒就像烈火燃烧一样。
In Psalms chapter 7 verse 12,
在诗篇第七篇十二节
，God's wrath is a sharpened sword.
神的愤怒就像锐利的宝剑。
In Psalm 7:12-13,
七篇十二到十三节
，It's called an arrow of fire，
称之为火焰的箭。
In Jeremiah 30:23,
耶利米书三十章二十三节
，It's called a storm，
称之为暴风。
In Nahum 1:8,
纳洪一章八节
，It's called an overflowing flood，
称之为滚滚的洪水。
In Revelation 14:19,
启示录十四章十九节
，It's called a great wine press，
称之为神的大的酒闸。
The wine press was a hole in the ground.
这个酒闸酒池啊，就是在地上一个洞。
Or where they would put all the grapes.
他们会把葡萄都投进去。
Then people would go in there and stomp them.
然后人就会进去踩踩它。
Until they were nothing but liquid.
只等到这踩扁了，只剩下水分液体。
Even the Messiah is seen as one who is is stomping on the grapes.
甚至基督弥赛亚就是在踩葡萄的。
He's trampling the enemies of God.
他在踩神的仇敌。
Now I know these are hard words.
我知道这些是很难以吞咽的话。
But I'm called to be a minister of everything in the Bible.
那时候神叫我做他神话语的执事，都要讲。
And men need to hear these things.
人需要听这些。
I don't know how many evangelicals you have been with since you've been here.
我不知道你来之后碰到多少的福音派基督徒啊。
But most of them never think about these things.
大多数所谓的基督从来不传讲，也不想这些事儿。
They never talk about.
从来不讲神的愤怒。
But these are the realities.
这些是事实，圣经里讲的明说的事实。
Now let's look at Psalms chapter 7.
再看诗篇第七篇，我们一起看。
Verses 11 and 13.
第十一节到十三节，第七篇。
It says, God is a righteous judge and a God who has indignation every day. If a man does not repent, he will sharpen his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready. He has also prepared for himself fiery weapons. He makes his arrows fiery shafts.
神是公义的审判者，又是天天向恶人发怒的神。若有人不回头，他的刀必磨快，弓臂上旋，预备妥当了，他也预备了杀人的器械，他所射的是火箭。
Many evangelists will begin their sermons
很多布道家一开始讲道啊
by saying this
就说
The first thing I want you to know
我要你了解第一件事情啊最重要的
is that God is not an angry God
神不是在发怒啊
What does verse 11 say?
十一节怎么说
He is a God who has indignation every day.
他是天天向恶人发怒的神啊。
Now who am I going to believe?
我信谁的呢
？The Bible?
圣经的
？Or the evangelist?
还是那个布道家的
？But we must explain this properly.
但是我们必须正确的解释这一切。
God is a God of love.
神的确是爱的神，没错。
He has provided a way for our sins to be forgiven.
他为我们的罪开了一条出路，好叫我们罪得赦免。
He does not rejoice in the death of the wicked.
他也不喜悦恶人死亡。
But if the wicked do not repent,
那如果恶人不回头的话
，there's nothing left but judgment.
只有愤怒为他们存留，审判为他们存留。
Hell is a reality.
地狱是事实。
But here's what I want you to understand.
但是我要你了解的是啊。
Many people look at hell as this place where, you know, people are just being, almost tortured in a perverted way. You know?
看到这地狱里头的人呐、啊，受到很残酷的刑罚、啊，就是被扭曲了，很可怕的地方。
There is a literary work that's very old.
有一个很古典的著作啊
，called Dante's Inferno.
这是名字，就是。
And in there, it's like demons are torturing people.
在里头很多邪灵啊，在折磨老百姓啊，里头的地狱的百姓。
And it's almost like God gets joy out of it.
好像神在那笑嘻嘻的，很高兴啊，看你受苦。
None of that is true.
其实这不是事实。
What is hell?
地狱是什么
？It is perfect justice.
那里是完全公义彰显的地方。
Where a man gets exactly what he deserves.
人得到他最有应得的报应，完全公平的审判。
Now that's terrifying.
很吓人的。
Some men will hear that.
有人听了这个。
And they'll go, well, good.
他说太好了。
They don't realize what they're saying.
不知道他说的是啥。
One time, I was preaching.
有一次我在讲道。
And people just started coming to the front of the church and praying.
有人就来到教会前面来祷告。
So when I finished the sermon,
我讲完道
I went down and was praying beside the people.
我下去跟这些弟兄姊妹一起祷告。
And this young man was praying.
有个年轻人也在祷告。
And I could hear him because I was right beside him.
我可以听见他祷告，我就在他旁边嘛。
And he seemed that he was kind of mad.
他好像很生气。
And he said, God,
他说神啊
I just want you to give me what I deserve.
主啊，你报应我，按着我所行的报应我吧。
Now I've never done this before.
我从来不那么做啊。
But I went like this.
但是我就
And he looked at me.
他抬起头来看看我。
And I went like this.
我这样指着他。
Don't you ever pray like that again.
你下次永远不要再这样子祷告了。
Because the only thing you deserve is hell.
因为你配得的就是地狱。
It's true though, isn't it?
真的，对不对？
I mean, do you really want God to give you what you deserve?
你真的要上帝按着你所行的报应你吗？
I do not want God to give me what I deserve.
我不要，我不敢。
Adam sinned one time.
亚当犯一次罪而已。
The entire world was condemned.
整个世界都受报应。
I've sinned so many times I can't count.
我犯了太多罪了。
Hell is perfect justice.
地狱是完全的公义的地方。
And we do not want that.
我们不要。
And praise God.
感谢主。
We don't have to experience that.
我们没必要经历地狱的痛苦。
Because all the penalty that justice had against us,
因为我们当得的刑罚，当得的公义的报应，
was poured out on God's Son.
都浇在神的儿子身上。
Now, look what else it says.
好，我们再看怎么说。
Verse 12.
十二节。
If a man does not repent,He will sharpen his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready.
若有人不回头，他的刀必磨快，弓必上弦，预备妥当了。
There was a famous preacher by the name of Jonathan Edwards.
有一个很有名的传道人，名字叫做爱德华兹。
And he preached a sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God.
他讲了一篇道，叫做罪人在愤怒的神的手中。
And he said something that I understand very well.
他讲了一些话，我很明白他讲的。
I hunt with a longbow. A bow and arrow.
I
hunt
okay,
animals.
我用一个这个叫什么弓啊，打猎。
Now that bow is very hard to pull back.
这个弓啊很难拉到后面。
And when the animal comes,
当那个动物来了
if I pull back the bow too early,
如果我把这个拉得太早
then I have to hold it.
我必须要拉住它
and my hand is trembling.
我的手就在抖啊
and my back is burning.
我的背后好酸啊
You do not want to stand in front of my bow at that moment.
那一刻你千万别站在我的弓箭前面
because I can't hold it anymore with my fingers.
因为我的手指拉不住它。
Well, this preacher, Jonathan Edwards,
这个爱德华兹这个传道人
he used that as an illustration of God's wrath.
他用这个比喻来表明神的愤怒。
God has pulled back his bow.
神已经把弓上了弦。
His hand is trembling.
他的手正在抖。
At any second, he can let the arrow go.
任何时刻他可以放手。
Repent before it's too late.
赶快悔改，要不然就没有机会了。
Turn to God.
赶快回头吧。
And then in Psalms 2, we have something similar.
第诗篇第二篇也有相似的话。
Just hold your place in Psalm 7.
诗篇第七篇，我们手指放这儿，能翻到第二篇。
Look in Psalms 2.
第二篇诗篇。
It says in verse 12.
十二节说
，Do homage to the Son that he may not become angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath may soon be kindled.
当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作。
It's saying, listen, you need to repent now.
现在就悔改，你听着。
Before it's too late.
要不然就不来不及了。
Because God has sharpened his sword.
因为神已经把他的弓磨快了。
And he has bent his bow.
他弓已经上弦了。
He has prepared deadly weapons, it says.
他预备了杀人的器械。
And he makes his arrows fiery shafts.
他所射的是火箭。
We need to tell the sinner about the love of God.
当然我们需要告诉罪人神的慈爱。
But we also must lovingly warn them.
但是我们必须本着爱心警戒他们。
Let's say that I'm witnessing to a man who is a drunk.
让我们比喻，我现在在跟一个醉酒的人传福音啊。
His wife almost has no money.
他的妻子几乎没钱了。
His children have almost no food.
他的孩子要饿死了。
Because he's a drunk.
因为他醉酒。
Now many preachers would walk up to him.
很多传道人会来到这个 醉酒的人面前
God loves you.
说神爱你啊。
Would you please accept Jesus?
你愿不愿意接受耶稣啊？请你也接受吧。
And if the man says no,
如果人说不，
the preacher may say something like this.
传道人也许会说，
Well, I just wanted you to know that God loves you.
我想你知道神爱你啊。
And walks away.
然后就走了。
Now, if I walk up to him,
如果我去的话，
Sir, may I tell you about the love of God?
先生，让我告诉你神的爱好吗？
What he has done for sinners.
他为罪人成就了什么大事？
But I'm also going to tell him.
那我同时也要告诉他。
Sir, you have told me yourself that you're a drunk.
先生，你告诉我你自己是个醉酒的人。
That your children don't even have food.
你的孩子都没东西吃了。
Sir, you need to repent.
先生，你需要悔改啊。
Not just for their sake.
不仅仅是为你孩子他们的缘故。
You need to repent for your own sake, sir.
为你自己的生命的缘故，你要悔改。
God demonstrated his love towards sinners in that Christ died.
当我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们死了，这神的爱就显明了。
But you're rejecting the only hope of salvation.
但是你在拒绝你得救唯一的道路和途径啊。
Do you really want to stand before God?
你真的要站在神面前吗？
Having done the things you've done,
你干了那么多坏事，你还敢站在他面前？
Repent,
悔改吧。
Before you die,
要不然你要死的。
You see that?
你看到吗？
I'm telling him both things.
我两者都要告诉他。
The love of God,
神的爱一方面。
And the hope of the love of God,
还有因着神的爱我们所有的盼望。
And the warning of the wrath of God,
同时要警戒他神的审判和愤怒。
That's biblical preaching.
这是合乎圣经的讲道。
Okay.I want us to just look at a few things.
我们要看几件事情啊。
Let's go to Jeremiah 10.
看看耶利米书第十章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth quakes and the nations.Cannot endure his indignation.
唯耶和华是真神，是活神，是永远的王。他一发怒，大地震动；他一恼恨，列国都担当不起。
All the nations combined cannot endure the wrath of God.
世上列国联合起来都不能够担当神的愤怒。
So how will one man?
一个人怎么能担当得了呢？
He cannot.
他不能。
China is becoming a very strong industrialized nation.
中国是日渐成为一个很强大的工业发达的国家。
So I imagine that you have steel mills where you make steel.
Okay, 我们想象你有一个钢炼钢厂。
And they have furnaces there.
里头有火窑。
They can actually melt iron.
可以把铁给融化掉。
It's so hot you can't even get close to it.
热得不得了，你不能够接近它。
Even if you do not touch it, it can kill you if you get too close.
你不用碰它，你如果太接近，就可以把你杀掉。
Imagine that you have a little figure of a man.
你想想一个小小一个人的 figure, 人的
statue,
一个人的蜡像。
Made out of wax.
是用蜡做的。
And you take it and throw it in that oven.
你把这个蜡像丢在那个火窑里头。
It's not going to last a moment.
一秒钟都受不了。
God's wrath dries up the rivers.
神的愤怒把河水都烧干了。
It melts the mountains.
把山都融化掉了。
The nations cannot endure it.
世上的列国都经不起神的愤怒。
Men need to be told these things.
人需要明白这些道理。
Let's look in Psalms chapter 90.
我们再看诗篇第九十篇。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Who understands the power of your anger and your fury according to the fear that is due you?
谁晓得你的怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？
The point that's being made here
这里要讲的是
is that no one really understands how great is God's anger.
没有人可以真正明白神的愤怒是何其之大。
And no one gives him the fear that is due him.
没有人给他当受的敬畏，让按着他该受的敬畏敬畏他。
No one fears God as they ought to fear God.
没有人按着神当受的敬畏来敬畏他。
I hear some people talk to God as though he was just some little child.
我听到有些人跟神祷告，就像他像个小孩跟神撒娇一样。
They make jokes about God.
他们跟神开玩笑。
Even people call themselves Christians.
甚至基督徒啊。
They don't understand what they're doing.
他们不明白自己所做的是什么。
We should fear God.
我们应当敬畏神。
Now, what does it mean to fear God?
敬畏神什么意思？
Let me show you what it's not like.
让我先说什么敬畏神不是什么。
Imagine a little boy who has an unstable father.
想想一个小孩，他的爸爸脾气不稳定啊。
He walks up to his father one day and says, "Hello, father."
有一天他到他爸爸面前说，哎，爸爸好。
And his father says, "Oh, hello, son," and gives him a hug.
他爸说，哎呀，孩子你好，就给他拥抱一下。
The next day, the boy walks up to his father.
第二天，这个孩子又到爸爸面前。
Says, "Hello, father."
爸爸你好。
And the father rears back and hits him and knocks him across the room.
那爸爸就举起手来，一巴掌把他打到。
In time, the little boy will fear his father.
没多久，这孩子就会敬畏他爸爸。
Because he's cruel.
因为这爸爸很残酷。
And he's unstable.
因为他不稳定。
That's not what we're talking.
这不是我们所讲的。
We're talking about a God who is worthy of all honor.
我们讲到是一位配得所有敬尊重荣耀的主。
Who is perfect in all his ways.
他所做的尽善尽美。
Who controls our life.
他掌管我们的生命。
He determines the day of our birth and the day of our death.
他数算我们的年日，决定了我们生死、出生、死亡。
He's God.
他是神啊。
He's great.
他是伟大的上帝。
He's good.
他是善良的主。
And he deserves all honor.
他配得我们一切的敬拜。
Okay. Now, I want us to look at something that is very, very important.
好，我们看看一些很重要的事。
We've already looked at Romans 1:18.
我们已经看罗马书第一章十八节。
So we don't need to look there again.
我们不再回去看了啊。
It is one of the proofs that the wrath of God is found in the New Testament.
这是新约有神的愤怒的其中一个证明。
We've also looked at Romans 2 verses 5 and 6.
我们也看罗马书第二章五到六节。
That talks about the wrath of God is stored up against the wicked.
也讲到了神的愤怒，神积蓄他的愤怒，为恶人积蓄了愤怒。
But let's go for a minute to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们再看以弗所书第二章。以弗所书看一下
Verse 3
第三节
And it says at the very bottom of that passage
最后面说
We were by nature children of wrath
我们也本为可怒之子啊，跟别人一样
Children whose primary characteristic is that they were living under the wrath of God
这些儿女啊，这些是子我他的最主要特征是活在神的愤怒之下可怒之子
We deserved his wrath.
我们配受他的愤怒。
But then look in verse 4.
再看第四节。
But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，叫我们活过来。
Now, something very important here.
这里很重要一件事啊。
Again, the perfect balance of Scripture.
这圣经的完全的平衡啊。
On one hand, we're children of wrath.
一方面，我们是可怒之子。
On the other hand, God's love is great.
另一方面，神的爱是何其之大。
Now, here's something I want you to understand.
这里我要明白一件事啊。
You've probably heard of Bill Gates.
你可能听过 Bill Gates.
He's one of the richest men in the world.
他是世界上最富足的人，叫比尔盖茨。
He founded what we know as Microsoft.
就是现在电脑那个软件 是他发明的。
Now he's very, very wealthy.
他非常的有钱。
He has more money than some countries.
他比有一些国家还有钱。
If you walked up to him,
如果你到他面前，比尔盖茨
，and handed him a sandwich,
给他一个三明治
with old bread.
里头是这个麦片的面包。
A little bit of meat and cheese.
里头一点肉啊，还有 cheese， 就是奶酪。
And you said, "Here, I've given this to you."
来，我这个给你吃三明治。
He would look at you.
他会斜眼看着你。
I don't need your sandwich.
不需要你的三明治。
I mean, I can buy a restaurant.
我可以把整个餐馆都买下来。
Every day.
每天买个餐馆都没问题。
I don't thank you, but I don't want your sandwich.
谢谢你，我不需要你的三明治啊。他不稀罕。
Now let's say that we are in Peru.
嗯，我说到秘鲁，南美洲小国家。
In one of the poorest areas of Lima.
在那个小城市的一个穷困的地区。
And I have the same sandwich.
我有同样的三明治。
And there's a little boy there starving.
有个正在挨饿的孩子。
And I say, here, this is for you.
我说孩子，这个三明治是给你的。
He'll grab it from my hands.
他会从我手中取去。
He'll eat it.
他会吃。
He may even come back and give me a hug.
他可能回来拥抱我。
He may even kiss my hands.
他可能亲我的手。
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
谢谢先生。
I want you to see yourself that way.
我要你看你把你自己放在那个图画中。
Why should we know about our depravity?
为什么我们需要知道自己的全然的败坏？
When we realize what we were,
当我们明白我们从前是什么德性，
it makes us appreciate what God has done for us.
我们就会更加的珍惜神为我们所成就的。
It would have been amazing if Christ had died for good men.
神如果为好人死，已经很稀奇了。
But he died for sinners.
但是他为罪人死。
The more we understand what we were,
我们越认识到我们从前的光景，
the more we will appreciate what he's done.
我们就越珍惜，越感激他为我们所做的。
Now let's look at Ephesians 5.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
3-6.
三到六节。
But immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you as is proper among saints, and there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which is not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know for with certainty that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words.For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience.
三到六，至于淫乱并一切的污秽，或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方和圣徒的体统，淫词妄语和戏笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话，因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是贪有贪心的，是在基督和神的国里都是无份的，有贪心的就与拜偶像一样。不要被人虚浮的话欺哄，因这些事神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
Many people say that the wrath of God is an Old Testament idea.
很多人说神的愤怒是旧约的一些想法。
But that's not true.
但看圣经不是这样。
But let's look at it this way.
我们这么看啊。
Even if the wrath of God was only found in the Old Testament,
就算神的愤怒只在旧约中可以找到，
the Old Testament is the Bible.
旧约也是圣经啊。
And God does not change.
神不改变啊。
But praise God, we also see the same doctrine in the New Testament.
但是感谢主，这个同样的教义在新约里也找到。
Now, I want us to end this study.
好，我要结束我们的研究。
By looking at how men should respond to this truth.
我们来看看我们应当如何回应这个真理，神的愤怒。
Look in Psalms 76.
看看诗篇76篇。如何回应神的愤怒的教义。76篇。
Psalm 76:7.
第七节。
It says, you, even you, are to be feared, and who may stand in your presence when once you are angry?
唯独你是可畏的，你怒气一发，谁能在你面前站立得住呢？
How should men respond?
我们应当怎么样回应呢？
To the wrath of God?
对神的愤怒怎么回应？
They should fear him.
他们应当敬畏他。
They should honor and respect him.
应当尊重他，高举他。
Now, if we go over to Psalms 90, Psalms 90.
再看诗篇九十篇。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Who understands the power of your anger and your fury according to the fear that is due you? Verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom.
谁晓得你怒气的权势，谁按着你该受的敬畏，晓得你的愤怒呢？十二节啊，注意，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
According to verse 11, we should respond to the wrath of God by fearing or reverencing God.
好，根据十一节呢，我们应当回应神的愤怒，要借着我们的敬畏的心。
But also in verse 12,
而且十二节呢，
it teaches us that we should number our days.
教导我们应当数算自己的日子。
That we should be wise in how we live.
好，叫我们有智慧的心，知道怎么生活。
We should not live as foolish men.
不要像愚昧的人一样生活。
We should realize that we were created by God.
我们要知道我们是被神所造的。
That Christ has died to reconcile us to God.
基督死了，好叫我们与父和好。
We should dedicate ourselves to faith in Christ.
我们应当奉献自己来信靠他。
And to doing the will of God.
来实行他的旨意。遵行他的旨意。
This is how we should live.
这是我们当如何生活。
Now God does not take pleasure in the death of the wicked.
神不喜悦恶人死亡。
But the wicked will die.
但是恶人必要死亡。
God is mighty to save.
神有能力可以拯救他们。
But many will be lost.
但许多人仍然会沉沦。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Father, I thank you for this time.
天父，我们谢谢你给我们这段时间。
And I pray, Lord, that this truth would find its way into our heart.
我祷告，让这真理在我们心中能够扎根。
Lord, we know that you are not only wrath.
主，我们知道你不仅是愤怒的神。
You are love.
你更是慈爱的神。
But wrath is an aspect of your person.
但是愤怒是你的本性的其中一部分。
Help us to understand this truth.
帮助我们明白这个真理。
And live accordingly.
而且照此而活。
Help us to adapt our preaching to your word.
也让我们传讲你的道，根据你的道来传讲。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com.There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.